Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
InnoVision, which is a technology award program, has an award every year they call the Charles Towns Award. And you probably remember that Charles Towns was from Greenville, went to Furman undergraduate school, and won a Nobel Prize for inventing the maser and the laser, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. We talked about that in the early days of you and me doing these interviews.
Yeah. So it's a really prestigious award for the state. And the winner this year is a friend of mine, Dr. Martine LaBerge, and she is director of the Department of Bioengineering at Clemson. And I can't think of a better person in the state to recognize in this way. Bioengineering is a very innovative and entrepreneurial group at Clemson. In fact, there was actually another InnoVision Award that their group won, a company called Elastrin Therapeutics. They're a startup that tries to restore hardened and damaged artery tissue by targeting the elastic fiber that makes it work. So not only did she win an award, but some of her colleagues in her department too. Martine is just a force of nature. She's one of those folks, you follow her or you kind of get out of her way. She has been a very visionary person at Clemson. She's recruited a super strong faculty. One of my business partners is a lady named Dr. Delphine Dean. You know, I remember one time I was talking to her. She's a PhD from MIT. It was like, you know, Delphine, what are you doing at Clemson? You could really be anywhere. And she looked at me and she says, well, I'm here because of my colleagues. Well, that's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? I mean, we have somebody that could be anywhere in the country, and she's chosen to be here because of the colleagues that she's working with.
And I guess it's Martine that recruited her?
Martine that recruited her and also recruited the rest of the department, right? I mean, and that's what I think is such an important thing here. Even in academia, leadership is crucial. Somebody that's going to put the right team together, is going to set the right culture, is going to have high expectations, and she's just exceptional at that. She's been visionary. There's a facility in Greenville called Cube Bank, which is a bioengineering facility that's next to Prisma Health, and she was a visionary in getting that started here in town, kind of the biotech version of ICAR, if you will. And I think it's even more important to have folks like Martine. I mean, you know, if you go back 15 years ago, I think there was a lot of momentum at Clemson in terms of innovation and entrepreneurship, the creation of things like ICAR. And that seems to have slowed down a little bit. We don't have that same sense of momentum, you know, that we had a decade or so ago. And so to have people like Martine at the university that have stayed focused, stayed tenacious, you know, continued to push the envelope, I think is incredibly important. It comes down to individual leaders, doesn't it?
It does. And then so do you suppose that the publicity from this award will help ignite the bioengineering sector of the economy there in South Carolina?
Let's hope so. I mean, let's hope that people start to recognize what a, you know, significant role bioengineering can play, you know, in our economy here in the region. I mean, I think we have this wonderful asset. We're creating this pipeline of talent, and we can do more to make sure that we create entrepreneurial companies out of it, to make sure there's the right jobs opportunities for the you know, the students that are graduating, not only the undergraduate students, but the master's and PhD students that are graduating. Martine has been recognized in her discipline. She's a fellow of the Biomedical Engineering Society. There's only 165 fellows out of 7,000 members of this organization. So she herself has been recognized as a very strong leader nationally, and that helps recruit the kind of talent that she has in her department. So I think you're right. I mean, hopefully this recognition helps us all realize what a real asset the Clemson Department of Bioengineering is. And, you know, we need to get together and think about how we can best take advantage of the talent that we have here.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for the update and your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show not only wherever you get your podcasts, but right at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.